I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,500 new cases of COVID-19. The latest numbers include 20 additional deaths. Laboratories have reported 41,000 specimens in the past day for testing. Meanwhile, Illinois businesses can now be penalized if they don't enforce a mandate that everyone inside wear a mask. Tony Arnold has more.
In light of increasing cases of COVID-19 across Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has been pushing for a way to further enforce face coverings. A panel of lawmakers approved a new rule that would allow for businesses to be fined up to $2,500 if employees or customers don't wear a mask. Democratic State Senator Bill Cunningham says only repeat offenders will be fined.
This rule is going to be enforced against rogue operators.
Lobbyists for business groups have objected, saying the state should go after the individual refusing to wear a mask, not the business. I'm Tony Arnold.
Advocates for an accurate census count are raising the alarm about the Census Bureau's decision to move up the deadline for responses. Anita Banerjee is with the civic engagement nonprofit Forefront Illinois. She says responses are lagging in some areas of the state.
When we look at the rural part of our state, when we look at like Hardin County, we look at Southern Illinois, we look at East St. Louis, these numbers still need to be increased. And we really need that extra time to ensure that we are doing all that we can to get our communities counted.
Delayed a few months by the pandemic, the once-a-decade count was supposed to wrap up at the end of October. The new deadline is the end of September. Door-to-door canvassing around Illinois started Tuesday. A lawsuit seeking to force the state of Illinois to default on billions of dollars in outstanding bonds may proceed. That's according to a state appellate court. A 3-judge panel ruled a lower court acted prematurely in dismissing the suit by John Tillman. He's the CEO of the conservative think tank Illinois Policy Institute. Tillman argues bond issuances used to shore up the state's struggling pension funds and pay down a backlog of past due bills violates the Illinois Constitution. Capital News Illinois reports it requires that bonds only be issued for a specific purpose. In a statement, Moody's Investors Service called the court's decision credit negative for the state. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Classes for the fall semester start today at Johnny Logan College. School officials are alerting students and staff to allow for a little extra time since drive-through health screenings will be provided with a one-way entry onto campus off Greenbrier and a one-way exit by Camper Supply. In addition to requiring masks to be worn on campus, students and staff will have their temperature taken before entering any building. Classes will be offered online in a hybrid format and face-to-face. The Perseid meteor shower started in July, but its peak is this month. For the next couple of nights, if it's not too cloudy and you're away from light pollution, Weisskopf Observatory manager Vicky Funk says any Illinoisan should be able to see the spectacle in the northern parts of the sky.
You'll see a streak of light going across the skies, different colors. Usually the Perseids are yellow because they have a lot of sodium. But I have seen some that are more orange or green.
Funk says to grab a blanket or lawn chair and watch the skies between 9 and midnight. This meteor shower comes once a year. The Williamson County Courthouse is set to reopen today. County Commissioner Brent Gentry reports the courthouse doors will open at 8. The courthouse, judicial department, and court proceedings were closed yesterday and Monday for a professional cleaning due to 2 COVID-19 positive cases. Kindergarten through 8th grade students in Mount Vernon will start the academic year remotely. Mount Vernon City Schools Superintendent Aletta Lawrence posted on her Facebook page Monday night, the Board of Education's decision is based on the rising number of COVID-19 cases in Jefferson County.